everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And this week, we've got loads of managers coming on to talk, not just about the league, but also about the FA Cup, because this weekend, it's the third qualifying round of this season's competition. And as well as managers, we're going to be joined by non-league reporter from the great county of Cheshire, Mr. Andrew Simpson, later in the show. But before that, let's catch up with all the results from the league from this past week. And it's a big welcome back to the show to league social media officer. Here's James Hayes, everyone. Hello, James. Welcome back.
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all good. Let's touch upon the results from this past week. And Radcliffe, top of the league, but their gap up at the top has now been cut. That's because Radcliffe were beaten on Tuesday night by Marine. A fantastic game of football this, by all accounts. Marine 3, Radcliffe 2 was the full-time score on Merseyside. On Saturday, Radcliffe beat Worksop Town by 4-3. But Radcliffe have suffered a defeat now. It was going to happen, wasn't it, in this competitive league? What's your thoughts on it, James? What's happened to Radcliffe this past week?
Two very, very tough games. Really, Worksop team, literally 90th minute winner to get the 3 points there, right at the death of the match. So, yeah, both teams went at Radcliffe, and you can see why Marine and Worksop are where they are on the table at this moment in time too. I think with Radcliffe, they were expecting to potentially drop some points this week. They've now got another 2 weeks to get themselves ready before they're back in league action again against Macclesfield Town. So, three tough fixtures to bat there.
Radcliffe, they did have a 7-point lead. It has been cut to 4 points, and that's because Warrington Rylands have had a very good week. A 4-2 win for them on Saturday away at Matlock Town, and a 1-0 win against FC United on Tuesday night. And we'll be hearing from Michael Clegg in a second, not just to discuss those two results there, but also the FA Cup game they've got this weekend with Macclesfield. But James, Warrington Rylands, their impressive start to the season continues. Unbeaten since that first day defeat, I think, which was against Radcliffe in Pembrey Reserves.
Was indeed. Two tough opponents there. And I think more the fact, again, they're scoring goals in every game at the moment too. I think they'll be happy with the 6 points there. And again, just closing that gap to Radcliffe. But Rylands, again, proving that they've got the capability to compete in this league this season.
Yeah, very, very impressive team that they've assembled there at Gorsley Lane. Let's hear now from the manager at Warrington Rylands. And on Thursday, I caught up with Michael Clegg, not just to discuss the league form, but also to discuss the FA Cup third qualifying round tie this weekend between Warrington Rylands and Macclesfield at the Moss Rose. Let's hear from Michael Clegg now. Well, Michael, big thank you for joining us, and just a bit of a general catch-up. It's going pretty well at Warrington Rylands. Another 6 points this past week. How's it going at Gorsley Lane?
Yeah, obviously we couldn't have... we could have started the season better because we were 4-0 down at half-time the first game. But, yeah, I think the way we've come back from that, and it weren't a great half-time team talk, that, with what had happened. And I think from that, we've kind of just... Everyone settled down, played our football with no pressure, and I think that's shown, really. There's no real pressure on us from the club, the board, anyone really for a big promotion push or anything like that. It's just, let's all enjoy ourselves. Let's kind of get the good feeling back around the club and let's just enjoy our football, and that's what we're doing.
And the last time we spoke, you were talking about, you know, exactly that, really. You were talking about the culture of the club more than anything, about it's a club that's come a long way in a short space of time, and it's just about catching everyone's breath, essentially. But, it's been a breathless start, to say the least. And this past week, you know, a brilliant result midweek against FC United, a 4-2 win against Matlock, on top of the 4-0 win over FC United in the FA Cup as well the week earlier. Yeah, it's not just been a good start to season, it's been a good September as well.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, there's been times in that where it could have gone a little bit different. You know, at Whitby, we were 1-1, and then for 10 minutes, they really got on top, and we rolled that storm one late. And I think FC United in the FA Cup, they started really well first half an hour till we got our goal. We probably could have been a goal or two down on another day. So, listen, we're definitely not the finished article, and we're definitely not going kind of just absolutely brushing teams aside. We're like any other team. We're having our struggles during games. But at the moment, we're falling the other side of that and getting a bit of luck, a bit of rub of the green, a bit of momentum, and we're kind of getting over the line. But in a season, that will turn. So it's great coming on here telling you how the place is bouncing, how we're all getting on. But if we're going to lose 3 or 4 games on the bounce, then that'll turn. So then that's the pressure I've said to the lads. I think with having a good start in any team environment, you can kind of really gather some momentum and get everyone buying in that You know, the crowds are buzzing, the volunteers are loving doing things extra because we're winning. And so why it's like that, you need to make the most of it, because I think in the past I've been guilty of, when we've had some good times, being that focused on the next game, it kind of, even winning gets tiring. So just try to be a little bit more relaxed this year and give the lads the preparation, give them their analysis, give them everything in training, what they need. And then on a match day, I try to be as relaxed as we can, because I feel if I'm shouting things on the pitch with 20 minutes to go or 20 minutes gone of what we need to do and how we need to adapt, then I don't feel like I've really prepared well. So I like preparing well Monday to Friday, and I like trying to enjoy Saturday if I can.
And that's certainly working in the league, but it's also worked in the FA Cup and Macclesfield tomorrow at the Moss Rose. And at this stage of the competition, you expect to have not an easy ride or anything like that, but you've expected to have played some teams at step five maybe. But you've had a tough FA Cup run thus far. I mean, Stockton Town at home to kick things off, that's no gimme. FC United away, and now Macclesfield away. I mean, it's been a tough run thus far.
It is, and obviously Stockton could have equalised with the last kick of the game, and he's just hit it wide, like from about 5 yards out. And then, like you say, FC's a really tough place to go. And then, listen, I know these teams in the Conference North still in, but I genuinely don't think you'd get a tougher draw than Mac. They brushed Buxton aside the last round. And I touched on it in my interview after the game on Tuesday. People talk a good game against Mac, but stopping them seems to be a different thing at home. They just don't lose many football games there. So we're going to have to be up for it. I think you've got to all be at it to get a result Saturday. And we're just hoping that we will be at it. We're hoping we can have a bit of luck. And we only went there a couple of weeks back and drew 1-1. So it's not like the teams are worlds apart. It's just kind of really drawing it back. Forget about the fans. Forget about the stadium. Forget who you're playing. Just, you're playing a team who's below you in the league. They will get respect, but we also need to have a little bit of belief as well that it is a game we can go and win. And listen, if you don't win it come 5 o'clock, you're going to have a go. And that's certainly what we're going to do. You know, they'll be at it, the lads. They're all itching to know the team early doors so they can prepare and stuff. So we are good to go. But like you say, you've got to do it on the pitch. Talk's cheap. We've done enough of that. Obviously, we've had a few interviews. Players have, talking about the game. And I feel like now everyone's just ready for 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, and what did you say in your tweets? The furthest the club's ever gone in this competition already. So just a closing thought. Obviously, you've got Macclesfield tomorrow. You've got Avro as well in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy away at the Vestercare. That's a tough place to go to as well. So does it get any easier? But how much are you looking forward to this challenge over the next fortnight in the cup competitions, as well as carrying on the good form in the league?
I'm really looking forward to it. It's a game at a time for us. We'll get Macclesfield out of the way on Saturday, and then we've actually agreed with Avro we're going to put that on a Friday night.
Right.
So that's going to be on the Friday. And then, yeah, so that'll be one to look forward to. Spoke to Frosty about that, so we're hoping we can get a decent crowd down there. There's a lot of games around that area on the Saturday, and we're trying to think outside the box how we could get a few people on and stuff, and obviously have a good catch-up with a couple of their lads after the game, and that they're good friends of ours. There's a lot of good friends in the group, but it's a game we'll be wanting to win. I think Frosty's done really, really well with Avro. I think the club on a whole remind me a little bit of my time at Coles. They've kind of all pulled together as a community. They're rattling through the leagues. It's a really tough place to go. I don't think anyone looks forward to going to Avro. But we'll be going there to win. So Friday night in the FA Trophy, and we'll see what happens. And then a little Saturday off for a change, so I can set my boys watching the best team in the world, Man United.
Good lad. Well, Michael Clegg, manager of Warwickshire Islands, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck in the FA Cup and the FA Trophy, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Thank you.
Michael Clegg there, manager of Warrington Rylands, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And later in the show, we'll be having a big third qualifying round FA Cup fixture preview with Andrew Simpson, non-league reporter from Cheshire. But back to the league and back to James Hayes. And we mentioned already, James, the fact Marine defeated Radcliffe on Tuesday night by 3-2. What we've not discussed is the fact Marine won on the road as well on Saturday, as they beat Mask United by 2-1. And Marine now, James, that's 5 games on the bounce with victories.
Obviously, picking up wins at left, right and centre at this moment in time too. And let's not forget a good FA Cup run at the same time with a tough trip to Hyde United this weekend. One of the only two defeats I've had so far this season at Hyde as well. Still early days, and again, Marine have got that firepower behind them.
Well, Marine, this weekend, as James mentioned, they're away at Hyde United in the FA Cup, and as James also mentioned, quite rightly, that was Marine's last defeat was against Hyde United. So, big game in the FA Cup for qualifying round this weekend. Shortly, we'll be joined by Marine manager Neil Young, but before that, it's to his counterpart at Hyde United, here's Nick Spooner. Well, Nick, a big thank you for joining us. Before we touch upon Marine and the FA Cup this weekend, just a bit of a general catch-up. Congratulations for these two wins this past week against Basford and Stafford Rangers. How's it going at Hyde United?
It's going okay now. Obviously, we're happy we got the two wins. It's been a tough start, you know, when you looked at the fixtures. We looked at them and thought, you know, it is going to be tough. What can we get out of them? Even though we're playing well, it was unlucky in games, you know. We was in the missing chances story of our season last year. And then, like you've just said, we're happy to get over the last two results, get two wins, and then get back up the table and in touching distance of everyone again.
And how important was it to get those two wins this week ahead of the FA Cup? Because it's not just the FA Cup, is it? If you get a replay, then you're not going to see the league again for another fortnight or so, are you? So it's good to sign off, I'm imagining, with back-to-back wins.
It is, mate. We made the point to the players, you know, can we get two wins in? Because we go off to the FA Cup this week, could be replay, like you said, and then we've got the trophy. And if you win the FA Cup, I think that's the week after. And it's a situation we was in last year, you know, we had a good cup run, and you want to do well in the cup, but then you fall behind in this league, and you look up and people are negative because you look so far down, and it's difficult to get the wins to catch everyone because, you know, people run away from you. But yeah, it was nice to get the 6 points and put us back in the pack.
And just speaking about that player league game, playing FA Cup game, that kind of thing that you've had to do for the past month or so, heading into the third qualifying round, you know, tricky game against Albion Sports, you won that one. Tricky game away, certainly at Clitheroe as well in the first qualifying round. So how's the FA Cup gone for yourselves this time round thus far?
Like you say, Clitheroe was a tough game. You know, we went there. It was comfortable in the end and made it a bit scary at the last 5-10 minutes when they got the first goal. Effort to make it 2-1, so we come away from that. And then the Albion Sport is one of them, the FA Cup, you know, we expected to win, but they had nothing to lose. And they came and gave a good show of themselves. And again, we scored 2 in 2 minutes, what hopefully you thought the game was comfortable. But at the moment, we're doing self-destruct, and it's individual errors, not so much teams breaking us down. And then it was scary again for the last 5-10 minutes of that game.
And obviously that then comes out the hat. You've played lower league opposition, a team in your own league, and you know a team who've had a decent start to the season in Marine. What's your thoughts on this third qualifying round tie on Saturday?
It's nice to be at home, but it's going to be a tough game. You know, Marine are well organised. Younger gets them at it. You know, we've seen what there was about earlier when we're fortunate to get the win. But we're expecting they're on the high after a couple of good results and obviously what they did in midweek. So we're expecting a real, real tough game. They've got some good attacking players. You know, they've got goals all over the pitch. So we've just got to keep it tight and hopefully play what we want to do and break them down. And let's hope we're in the next round.
Yeah, and just while I've got you as well, because I don't think we'll catch up ahead of the Workington game in the FA Trophy, but it is a... how can I word this? It's a very testing time of the season, this, for all managers, isn't it? You've had this, you know, hectic August, then you've got to juggle so many competitions. How are things shaping up heading into this busy fortnight that you've got as a club?
They're okay. Obviously, we've had a few little injuries. Lewis has been out the last two games. Jack was out before that. And, you know, Bunny just missed last week. But everyone's getting fit again now. It's like you say, it's juggling everybody about because there's so many fixtures that come thick and fast, and then you're concentrating on the league and the next minute you concentrate on the cup and then the trophy and we end up with a long journey up there. So the lads all know what it's all about, and you know, sometimes you enjoy playing games more than training, and we just keep wrapping them up and then go for the next one and the next one. Hopefully it'll give them a good opportunity. I've signed some young boys from the academy, you know, and obviously they're squad members now. And we'll see how they step up. They've done well in training, and they're the numbers we might need to get through the next couple of weeks.
And obviously, building upon what was achieved last season, obviously just missing out in the end, but it certainly was a springboard. How much are you enjoying it at Ewan Fields? You know, with the pre-season you've had, with the start to the season, you're into the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. How are you enjoying things, Nick, at Ewan Fields?
Enjoying every minute of it, you know. It's a good club, a very, very well-run club. The fans are superb. You know, last year, I think we was the shock team of the league, you know, after fighting relegation the year before. Teams got used to us at the end, and, you know, we hit a bad run at the end, and that's where I've gone for a bit more experience, hopefully, where we can see games through. But, yeah, really excited every week, and, you know, keeps you busy. And you just want to do well. You just want to push us up that league and have the success of last year.
And last question, Nick, just about the FA Cup tomorrow at Ewen Fields. It's always a decent crowd there at Hyde United. How much are you looking forward to this one against Neil Young's side tomorrow in the FA Cup?
It'll be a good atmosphere, won't it? Neil will bring his team up. They'll be well supported. I know we will be. You know, the fans had the good cup run last year. Unfortunately, it stopped at Buxton. But you want to push on, you know, gives the fans a little switch off from the league and the little excitement is how far can you actually go, you know, and that's where we want to push on to.
Well, Nick Spooner, manager of Hyde United, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. All the best against Marine this weekend, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks a lot, pal.
Nick Spooner there, manager of Hyde United. Let's go to his counterpart now at Marine. Marine travelling to Hyde United on Saturday afternoon in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. And let's hear from the Marine manager now. Here's Neil Young. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on this week's show. And before we touch upon the Hyde United match tomorrow, let's just have a bit of a catch-up with what happened on Tuesday night. Quite a game of football against Radcliffe. A 3-2 victory for yourselves. How was your night?
Yeah, obviously we came out to the right end of the results. It was a tough game, real tough game. You know, they're a real good side. I think 8 out of 8 wins in the league tells you that. But it was a proper football match, proper non-league football match. We worked really hard in the game. Tactically, we done well. As I say, they're a very good side. And I think I said after the game, anyone finishes above them, I think we'll win the league. Because they do cause you so many problems. And you have to look at the goals for record and, you know, 1 points record that tells you that.
And what's the mood like at the club more generally? Because, you know, that was just one of many results you've had recently where you're not getting beat. You're winning a lot of these games, but you're picking up draws as well when you need to. It's been a good run you're on at the moment. Everyone must be buzzing at Marine.
Yeah, since we've obviously brought in a fairly new group in the summer, in the main. So it has took a bit of time, like it does, to get everyone to gel and get to know each other. But, you know, I have noticed in recent weeks that's now coming together. The only thing I think at the moment is we're playing a lot of football. I think I worked out by the end of October. And we'll have played 21 games of football in 12 weeks, which is a massive ask for anyone. So, you know, that could be the thing that derails us a little bit. But in terms of the mood, in terms of the lads, you know, working really hard, coming together, I'm looking forward to what's coming in the next few weeks.
Well, it's you're certainly going into the next round of the FA Cup with a bit of a spring in your step after these 6 points this past week against Radcliffe and Mask. Just to mention for the FA Cup run more generally, because you've had some tough ties, to say the least. I mean, Guiseley away, by no means a gimme in the first qualifying round. Spennymoor away in the second qualifying round. Obviously, you've had to take those two games to replays, but those are tough ties that you've got through there.
Very tough ties, tough games, and done really well, you know, in all four games, you know, in the original games and the replays. As you say, you know, I think in the last 8 draws in domestic competitions, FA competitions anyway, I think we've been drawn at home once. But it is what it is, as you say, and, you know, to go to Spennymoor and play as well as we did and then bring them back and beat them, you know, brings us a tough game against Hyde, who have already played this season and have actually beaten us.
I was going to say, I mean, I mentioned the run that you're on at the moment. Your last defeat was actually away at Ewen Fields towards the back end of August. So you know what to expect this weekend.
Yeah, we do, but they're slightly different as well. I think they've had a few injuries and different players have come in. They've obviously on themselves had a bit of a sticky patch, I think, after playing us. And then they've won the last two. But to win at Stafford's always a tough game. They've done that. And they beat Basford, I think, at home. So, you know, they're on a bit of a run as well. But the FA Cup, isn't everyone looks forward to it. Form goes out the window a little bit and it's best on the day. And, you know, we'll see what tomorrow brings.
Yeah, and me and you were speaking off air about our travel arrangements over the next week or so. Obviously, you've just played Mask away last Saturday. You've got Mask again next Saturday away from home in the FA Trophy. But I suppose this is non-league football, isn't it? And this is why you're in three competitions.
It's been, yeah, it's difficult. You know, the travelling is difficult. I think, you know, we've had five away games in the last Saturdays. I think Guiseley, obviously Spennymoor, Mask, Hyde. and somebody else in there as well. So, you know, it is tough, particularly part-time, but everyone has it. And if you want to be successful, you know, you would like a home draw now and again, but it is what it is, what comes out the hat. We've just got to roll with it. The main thing is trying to keep lads fit. That's the biggest. It's not so much the travelling, it's the amount of games and trying to keep lads fit. That's going to be the hardest part because we don't have a massive squad.
And with regards to the FA Cup and yourself and the club more generally, obviously everyone knows how good it's been at Marine over recent years in this competition. Is everyone up for the potential of another cup run if you can get past Hyde United this weekend?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. I think once we do Spenny more, I think a few people were doubting that. But, you know, every game's tough, isn't it? Even when we had the cup run a few years, we've had a few good cup runs. We've had fourth round qualifier, I think, three times since I've been here. So, yeah, you know, everyone's looking forward to it. We're taking a good following tomorrow. Our fans have really, you know, done well to, you know, all these away games, travelling away with us. I think we've got two coach loads tomorrow and a lot of people going up in cars. So, should be a good atmosphere because Hyde fans always get well behind their team as well. So, it should be a great atmosphere and a great cup tie.
Neil Young there, manager of Marine, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And before Neil, Nick Spooner, the manager of Hyde United. And speaking of teams from Tameside, let's touch upon Ashton United now. They've had a six-point week as well. A 1-0 win against Guiseley on Saturday afternoon. And on Tuesday night, a 2-1 win at home to Bradford Park Avenue. And Ashton United have made it back-to-back wins after that 5-0 defeat against Macclesfield.
Yeah, another side with unbeaten home records at this moment in time too. And again, a team with a negative goal difference in the top five. That's starting to become a little bit of a trend in the league if you've noticed the last 3 or 4 years.
Are they this season's Bamba Bridge? Is that what we're saying?
They're turning Hurst Cross into a loyal fortress and you can see why week in, week out too. It's just literally when they're away, just trying to avoid the 5-0 defeats that they've had twice so far this season.
And they're away this weekend, obviously, in the FA Cup third qualifying round. They take on Lancaster City. And obviously, it's an all-NPL affair. Wishing both Mark and Steve Cunningham all the best this weekend in that third qualifying round tie. And we will have a fixture preview for the FA Cup later in the show. Macclesfield this past week, a 2-0 win on Saturday against Stafford Rangers and a 1-1 draw with Ilkeston Town on Tuesday night. Ilkeston started well, haven't they, with Ian Deacon in the last couple of weeks or so. A 4-0 win on Saturday, James, against Lancaster City. They've had a 4-point week like Macclesfield have.
Yeah, enjoying themselves back in the NPL from the last season in the Southern League. And Jamie Walker's worth a mention there at the moment. Joined a few weeks ago from Longleat United. He's already on 10 goals for the season too, so... But again, for Ilkeston Town, that's a fantastic result there.
Yeah, well, Ilkeston are on 16 points. Like Worksop Town are on 16 points. They were, as we mentioned earlier, they were beaten by Radcliffe away from home on Saturday by 4-3. Not many teams who are going to score 3 goals past Radcliffe this season. I know Marine have, but Worksop doing the same there on Saturday. Worksop did bounce back on Tuesday night, a 2-0 win against Matlock Town. And that means that they go into the FA Cup this weekend in winning ways, as they'll be travelling up to Croft Park to take on our old friends, Blyth Spartans, in the third qualifying round. Let's hear from the manager at Worksop Town now ahead of the FA Cup this weekend, and it's a big welcome back to the show to Craig Parry. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us. And before we touch upon the FA Cup, just a bit of a general catch-up, really. It's been a month or so since we last spoke, but a good win on Tuesday at home to Matlock Town. So how's it going at Worksop?
Yeah, it's going well. As last time we spoke, we just wanted to, you know, start the season well and find our feet in division. We think we've done that and a little bit more. So we feel we've made a positive start. We're in and around the mix in what is a very, very tight division. So we're kind of very pleased at the minute where we sit.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, we could touch upon the Matlock result on Tuesday, but that's against a team there who made the playoffs last season. So, you know, that proves that, I think, just backing up what you've just said there about finding your feet, I think you definitely have.
Yes, definitely. Obviously, we know Matlock are strong, but there's a lot of strong sides in this league. We're trying to make all our own games count, and thankfully for us on Tuesday we did, which was very positive against a strong side. So it's we find ourselves in a good position, but so do many sides. So let's just take it week by week and see where it takes us.
How important was it to have a result like that and a performance like that as well after, you know, how unlucky you were at Stainton Park against Radcliffe on the Saturday? You know, you could have taken that defeat personally, couldn't you, as a team? But that definitely wasn't the case on Tuesday night.
Yeah, definitely. I think we actually performed better on Saturday than we did Tuesday, but that's just the luck of football. And it's always vital, any defeat that you bounce back, just for the spirit and the morale within the place. And we've got a great bunch of players in changing room with vital experience. So it was good to see them bounce back and have smiles on their faces.
Now, good stuff. Let's touch upon the FA Cup then, Craig, because it's a big game on Saturday at Croft Park away at Blyth Spartans. Before we touch upon the game, congratulations for the previous two rounds and the wins against Lincoln and Sheffield. I mean, what's the mood in the camp like heading into this game on Saturday now?
Yeah, the mood's high, the morale's high. It's good for us to take a little bit of a breather from the league and go into, you know, cup competitions such as the FA Cup. We know it's tough. We know it's very tough against a very, you know, strong side. You know, it's we go there with nothing to lose, really, in everything to gain. And, you know, we go in there in a positive mindset and to have a go and see if we can get a positive result.
And how important is this game for what you're trying to achieve this season? I mean, you mentioned, you know, where you want to be when it comes to the league. But this would certainly be a statement, wouldn't it, with a team from the National League North?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's important for the club. You know, it's always been, since I've joined the club, my ambition to try and take the club into the first round of the FA Cup. Obviously, it don't get any easier every single year, especially the teams I've been drawn against since I've been here. But, you know, again, another tough game. But, yeah, it's one of our targets, personally and the club. So we want to try and get as close as we can to get into that first round. And obviously, it starts Saturday. But we've got to, you know, go and get something against a very good side.
And obviously, when it comes to the way you're going to prepare for tomorrow and your tactics and that, without giving too much away, but I don't think you have to be the smartest scout in the world to know if you're Blyth Spartans, you've got to keep an eye on Liam Hughes. I mean, he's had a great start to the season, hasn't he?
Yes, definitely, yeah. It was vital that he came back strong because obviously he had such a vital and successful year last year, achieving, you know, some unbelievable targets. And obviously, you know, the spotlight's on him this year to see, you know, if he can, you know, step up again and carry that form on. And so far, so good. He's flying at the moment in time. His fit is strong, and he's doing the most vital thing, pulling the ball in the back of the net.
And just to look a bit further on, and you're scheduled to have Stafford Rangers midweek at home, and then Stocksbridge Park Steels in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. So it's a busy week coming up, isn't it? But I'm imagining, managers always say this, about one game at a time, but this is particularly the case, this one with Blyth Spartans on Saturday.
Yeah, it's a tough week. Obviously, it takes, apart from Stafford, it takes us away from the league. And like I said, it's quite good for us as a group, really, to clear our minds and focus on something else for a little short term. And obviously, it starts tomorrow against Blyth. So, you know, let's see where that takes us. And then, you know, we start then preparing for the next game on Tuesday and Saturday.
And last question, Craig. How much are you looking forward to tomorrow and you know, locking horns with a National League North side at, you know, a fantastic stadium that is Croft Park? How much are you looking forward to this challenge in the third qualifying round?
Yeah, definitely. You know, as a young manager, should I say, it's you want these challenges. You want to be able to go against, you know, a better side, should I say, that high opposition and test your own, you know, ability. And it's one game I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Obviously, it's going to be, you know, a very good crowd. It's going to be an enjoyable day. I think that's the main thing we've got to focus on, is that football has got to be enjoyable. So we've all got to enjoy that. But also, you know, look forward to the challenge ahead. And I certainly am.
Craig Parry there, manager of Worksop Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So Worksop with a win on Tuesday night and a big good luck to Worksop this weekend in the FA Cup. They're on 16 points, like Whitby Town with a 4-2 win on Tuesday night, James, at home to Mask United. A 1-1 draw on Saturday at Broadhurst Park against FC United of Manchester. What's your thoughts on Whitby Town and where they find themselves at the moment? That's a 4-point week.
Beating the winless streak at home at this moment in time, but a good result there against Manchester United. Belafusa's come back in form, flying from his injury last season too. So again, Whitby Town are going to be one of them teams that you don't want to be playing against. But as Paul Connolly said, it's that home form they've just got to look out. Unfortunately, they've got a home game in the FA Cup. So
Yeah, that's right. Morpeth Town travelling to Whitby Town in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup this weekend. Shortly, we'll be hearing from Craig Lynch, the Morpeth Town manager. But before that, let's catch up now with the Whitby Town manager. It's a welcome back to the show to Nathan Haslam. Well, Nathan, a big thank you for joining us. And before we touch upon the Morpeth Town match in the third qualifying round this weekend, just a bit of a general catch-up. A four-point week for Whitby Town. How's it going at the Turnbull Ground?
Yeah, we got off to a great start, three wins in a row. Then we had a little blip. We've lost a couple of games at home, and we seem to have got that form back. We're playing a real attacking football, possession based, and you know it's the way we like to play. So yeah, I can't follow the last two performances. They've been very, very good.
Yeah, the away form in particular has been the noticeable thing for Whitby Town this time round. I mean, the start to the season's been much better than last year. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that it couldn't have got much worse than it did last year, to be fair. But yeah, we've got off to a fast start, and I think the difference is this year, which will put us in a good position moving through the season, is the size, well, not necessarily the size of the squad, the depth we've got in the squad. You know, whenever we've had Nichols, people have come in, we've switched it around constantly, and it's kept the group fresh. So hopefully we get a little bit of good luck moving forward with injuries and carry on the good form, yeah.
Yeah, and a home win on Tuesday night against Mask United, who just came down the coast, obviously, to take you on there in that bit of a derby match in North Yorkshire. I mean, how was that game, that 4-2 victory on Tuesday?
Yeah, again, very, very pleased with it. We've won the game. Very, very dominant. The lads didn't let up all night, to be fair. They didn't take the foot off the pedal. Kept going for the full 95, 96 minutes, and yeah, it was a derby game. It was a decent following for Mask. I think there was about 6,500 there. Perfect conditions, but we were well worthy for the win and disappointed with the goals we conceded, and we probably should have had a few more on the night as well.
And obviously that win against Mask, you now move to the cup competitions, and obviously it's been, this part of the season is very, what's the word I'm looking for? A bit stop-start, isn't it? And it's difficult to assess where anyone is in the league table and that kind of thing. But when you take a step back, as you head into the Morpeth game and the Radcliffe game next week in the FA Trophy, you know, you're just one win away from third, essentially. It's going all right league-wise. Is it meeting your expectations?
Yeah, it certainly is. We have lost three games. Worksop, worthy winners when they're beat us. They were the first team to beat us this season, but the two other games in Ashton and Warrington Rylands are currently right up there, right in the games, and to be honest with you, could have won the games as daft as it is. So we've been in every single game, and that's the positive thing moving forward. But you know yourself, Ben, this league, it's like so competitive, and anybody can beat anybody, and it's going to be like that all season. It boils down to who's going to be the most consistent. But for us so far, so good, really.
And obviously, I'll talk about the FA Cup in a second, but just to mention one game at a time and all that, but you have got that away trip to Stainton Park next week in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy against Radcliffe. So it's a tricky week coming up, that's for sure, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of teams do well when they're playing the good the teams at the top end, and you know I don't think we're any different to that. We're a relatively small squad, but we know we've got a good squad. And we're going to a place in Radcliffe where I've still got to win games, and Bernard and Jono have put a brilliant team together, let's be honest, on paper. And they're delivering on the football field as well. Yeah, they lost the other night against Marine. They're not daft. They're going to have a blip at some point, and they'll be looking to get back on the front foot and win games of football next time round, which I think is against us. So we know it's going to be tough, but nice pitch. You know, it'll be a good football game. And as you said, we'll be decent away from home. So it's one of those. We're certainly going there. We're not fearful. Got nothing to lose. Obviously, we'll be the underdogs. Pressure will be on them. But yeah, as ever, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and the FA Cup before then, Morpeth Town tomorrow at the Turbo Ground. In the lead-up to this, you've played Goole away. You played Prescott Cables. Tricky ties, but safely navigated through.
Yeah, we did. And to be fair, when you're playing teams from below, the gulf in kind of class, it's always evident. But when there's a cup game, you've got to be on your game. Otherwise, you know, the team you're playing against will punish you. And it kind of got like that against Prescott, to be fair. We were very, very bright. So when I looked coasting, then they scored a goal. And they came back into it. And, you know, truth be told, we were hanging on towards the end. So it was great to get that win. But obviously, we've got Morpeth this weekend. know a lot about them. They know a lot about us. Obviously, from the same league, it's going to be a juicy tie. I'm sure it is, and I've said it a couple of times. You know, from the league's point of view, we're going to have a representative, obviously, in the fourth qualifying round with a chance to go through to the first round proper. And fingers crossed, it's us.
Yeah, and some of the results that Morpeth have pulled out of the FA Cup this season in their run has been very impressive indeed. How much are you looking forward to this challenge tomorrow against Craig Lynch's side?
Can't wait. Obviously, I know Lynch really well. I know a lot of their players really well. And it's an old cliche, but it's another game. That's how we've got to approach it. You can't let the occasion beat you or get on top of you. Like you say, Morpeth have had some really good results. You know, they beat Southport last time out. Was it 3-0, I think, league above? That's what Morpeth can do. They've got the players to do that. And that's what I say about playing on the day and turning up and performing. They've obviously had a good day on that particular day. We obviously need to stifle that, and it needs to be us that perform. So, yeah, we can't wait for it.
Whitby Town manager Nathan Haslam there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So that's Whitby Town. Let's go to the team travelling to Whitby Town on Saturday afternoon in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. That's Morpeth Town. And on Friday, I caught up with the Morpeth Town manager. It's a welcome back to the show to Craig Lynch. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us. And before we touch upon the Whitby game tomorrow in the FA Cup for qualifying round, just a bit of a general catch-up with regards to the league. 2 points this past week, draws away at Bamber Bridge and at home to Guiseley. How's it gone at Morpeth Town in the lead-up to the FA Cup this weekend?
Yeah, before Bamber Bridge on Saturday, we'd won 4 consecutive games at home, 2 in the league, 2 in the FA Cup. But we're a bit disappointed this week because we were 3-1 up on Saturday against Bamber Bridge and got held to a draw, which before the game we probably would have took. And then on Tuesday night, I was scratching my head because it could have been 5 or 6 nil at half time, and that's not even an exaggeration, to be honest. We could have scored 4 in the first 15 minutes. We've had chances going wide of a post. We've been in good areas where we should have done better. And then second half, fair play to guys. If we came out, put us under pressure, we couldn't get any rhythm going, and they went 1-0 up. But the attitude the lads have shown so far this season is never see a die, and we scored in the 95th minute, and it was justice, really. I think probably in the end, we definitely deserved a point.
And you touched upon those 4 games in the lead up to this past week, and a league win, an FA Cup win, a league win, an FA Cup win. It's tricky, I'm imagining, to get any form of rhythm going, but you've got to this point now where, you know, you've had a decent league start to the season, and you're into the third qualifying round of the FA Cup.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a great start. We've rebuilt in the summer, like most teams have, obviously. And look, for me, any game, every month you'll say the same thing, I'd imagine. You want to win them. It doesn't matter what cup it is. We've got the FA Trophy coming up next week as well. So it's going to be FA Cup, Ashton on Tuesday in the league, then FA Trophy. So you're up and down, but if you keep that momentum going, it doesn't matter what cup competition you're in. But like you said, we beat Radcliffe and Southport already in the FA Cup, and great, we've got through to the next rounds of the FA Cup. But you're wanting them points on the board as well in the league, so we've just got to keep ticking along and win as many games as we can do.
And with regards to the FA Cup, how does it, I mean, you've mentioned it already with the fact, you know, this upcoming week you've got Ashton United in the league, you've got FC United in the FA Trophy. It's just about keeping that rhythm going, because you might have been 2 draws this past week, but this is an unbeaten run you're on at the moment now.
Yeah, 6 unbeaten. And look, the FA Cup, I think once you get past the first 2 rounds of a qualifying, and we've never been to the first round as a club. We've matched it 2 seasons ago when we got to the 4th round qualifying and got beaten off York City in a replay. So when we're in touching distance now, 2 games round proper, really be great for the chairman to see Morpeth Town and in the proper qualifying round when you've got full-time teams coming in from the bottom end of the pyramid. So it's somewhere I want to be. Every manager, I imagine, in non-league, when we get to the stage, will say the same. Nathan Haslam will probably say to Whitby. But we've got to go there, give it our best shot and keep the momentum going, nevertheless.
And what's your thoughts on, without giving too much of the game plan away, I mean, what's your thoughts on the challenge tomorrow of Whitby Town? They too have had a good start to the season. There's not too many points separating you in the league table, so this should be a good contest.
Yeah, I'd probably put us and Whitby in the same bracket. We've got quality in the team, but we've also got players that give everything to the cause, and it'll be a battle, but it'll be some good quality on show. I'm led to believe Whitby's pitch is in really good condition as well this time of the season, so we know they want to go and play. I know that's the way Nathan and Jonathan Franks want to do things, so it makes for a great game, and we've got to go there with a belief. We've put three past Bamber Bridge away from home last Saturday. Hopefully we score three, but we don't concede as many as that. So look, it's gonna be a good game. I definitely know that, but we're in a good vein of form. We've won the last two. We've got to go there with confidence.
And whatever happens tomorrow, Craig, I mean, when you talk about these opening couple of months of the season, this is where you want Morpeth Town to be, don't you? You know, putting in performances as they have been doing in this opening couple of months of the season. You yourself must be enjoying this at the moment, what's going on at the club.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, to be honest, last season we started off really well in the league. We didn't do as good in the FA Trophy or the FA Cup, and then just consistency let us down last season. So we've got to make sure we have a level of consistency. It's never the end of the world when you get beaten one, but you've got to bounce back from it. And hopefully, with regards to our home form, that's something I want to keep going. I want to keep pushing on. We don't get massive numbers at Morpeth, but we cannot do any more than what we have been doing the last few weeks, winning four on the bounce against a really strong Radcliffe team, a really good Southport team. And if we beat Whitby in the fourth qualifying round, hopefully we can get a big crowd up to four figures for the fourth round qualifying.
Craig Lynch there, manager of Morpeth Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And before him, Nathan Haslam, the manager of Whitby Town. And a big good luck to both Whitby Town and Morpeth Town this weekend in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. And later, we'll be talking more about the FA Cup as we'll be joined by Mr. Andrew Simpson. James, let's go to Workington now. And Workington have picked up a very handy 6 points this past week. A 2-1 victory on the road on Saturday away at Bradford Park Avenue, and a 2-1 win at home to Lancaster City. It's been a good week for Workington.
Indeed. So, and again, looking at the weather at Workington on Tuesday night, in horrendous rain. Anyone to get a win out of that condition there was fantastic, just to get the game completed. Lancaster at this moment too, FA Cup game coming up this weekend, putting a little bit of focus on that, but that 4-0 defeat to Ilkeston on Saturday will have hurt a little bit there, I think.
Yeah, Lancaster City this weekend, as we mentioned earlier, will be hosting Ashton United in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. Just to mention, for Morpeth, we've already covered this result off, but Bamber Bridge 3, Morpeth Town 3 was the result on Saturday afternoon. A game which went one way, then the other, then back again. An incredible game of football between those two teams. And for Bamber Bridge, after that 3-0 draw at home to Morpeth on Saturday, defeated Atherton Coles on the road on Tuesday. And they left it late, though, didn't they, to secure the 3 points. Atherton Coles slightly unlucky, but Bamber Bridge getting two goals there in the last 15 minutes or so in that game. Just a couple more results from this past weekend. And, well, Gainsborough Trinity, we had Russ Wilcox on the show last week. He got things underway at the North Home with a 4-1 victory against Atherton Coles on Saturday. James, that's a good result for the Lincolnshire side.
Again, something that they needed straight away. Still unbeaten at home at this moment in time. And again, with Basel United coming up on Saturday, good opportunity to just try and get that advantage a little bit further on against the teams down the bottom end. Great way for Russ Wilcox to start his new career.
Yeah, absolutely. A good result there for Gainsborough Trinity. And that's all the results from the league from this past weekend when it comes to the Premier Division. We should just mention, if you head over to the npl.co.uk and go to the results tab, you'll see loads of results from the second qualifying round of the FA Trophy. And we'll cover off the FA Trophy in a bit more detail on next week's show as we approach the third qualifying round of that particular competition. But James, just social media channels, because obviously, speaking of third qualifying rounds, it's the FA Cup this weekend. We'll be hearing from Andrew Simpson in a second, but there's also league games as well. How can people keep across it all on social media and beyond?
Yeah, so on X, formerly known as Twitter, Northern Premier League, and then on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube, Official Northern Premier.
Well, James Hayes, a big thank you for joining us on this week's show. You have a lovely weekend. Stay safe, and we'll catch up again next week.
Cheers, Ben. Thank you very much.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show, but it's now time to look into the future. And the future this weekend is the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. And joining me, as it's the FA Cup qualifying round, so let's get him back on. It's Simo for a good old-fashioned fixture preview. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
I'm all right. I like that this is like an NPL show tradition now.
Well, yes, we missed the first qualifying round off because, wow, we'd still be doing that show, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
So, but second qualifying round, a good ample amount of fixtures to talk about. Third qualifying round, it's a bit more condensed, but these teams that we're going to be talking about can see the fourth qualifying round of the distance, and therefore, just over that hill is the first round proper. Well, let's start off alphabetically. Blyth Spartans, formerly of this parish, taking on Worksop Town. What's your thoughts on this one, Simo?
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting contrast talking about Blyth to how we mentioned them a fortnight ago, because kind of they probably seem a little bit less scary than they might have done then. They've had a little bit of a wobble. They've lost three of the past four games in the National League North, and have dropped down to 10th. And they did lose 3-1 at home to Alfreton last weekend as well. It is worth noting, of course, they did defeat Northern Premier League Premier Division opposition in the previous round when they needed two attempts to see off Bradford Park Avenue, but they did get the job done in the end. However, they're up against a very much in-form Worksop, aren't they? They've won five of the past six games in all competitions, and their only defeat in that run was a really narrow one after a right ding-dong with Radcliffe a couple of weeks ago, if you remember. But other than that, they're in great form. They've cruised through the previous two games in this competition to set up this tie. Really good win midweek against Matlock to warm up for this one, in which Liam Hughes scored his 50th goal for Worksop, so he's worth a shout-out. Also, he's interested to read Craig Parry's thoughts after that game, and he described this game against Blyth as a free hit. I think he might be playing it down ever so slightly, because I think Worksop have got a great chance of getting through here.
Well, a big good luck to Worksop Town this weekend, and a big good luck as well to Nantwich Town. Obviously, we heard from Paul Carden last week. I've got this policy on the NPL show that if you're a Step 4 club and you've reached this round of the competition, we'll get you on a week earlier, so I don't ruin it for you. And it was great talking with Cards last week. It's a tough game, this one, against Chester. Can't really read too much into the league form, can we, at Nantwich, because they've only played a handful of games, haven't they? But what we can say is they did beat Banbury United, and that was a good result in the last round.
Fantastic result. And also, it avenged a defeat against the same opposition a couple of years ago, which we touched on in the preview. And arguably, Nantwich have reserved their best form for the FA Cup games this season to get through a couple of rounds to set up this game with Chester. You're quite right about Cars. He did touch on it when he spoke to you. It's a huge personal occasion for him this weekend, going back to a club where he was captain. He was also leading the team when they won the then conference and got promoted back to the Football League back in 2003-04, so 20 years ago. So a nice little milestone for him. And he actually, in a piece of the Nonley paper at the weekend as well, he did describe that as the best moment in his playing career. So he'll feel a lot of emotions this weekend. I'm certain he'll get a really warm welcome from people who remember his contribution as a player. But obviously, and he did say this to you, there is a job to do. They have good FA Cup pedigree. Nantwich have reached the first round in recent memory a couple of times. So he'll be wanting to kind of be another Dabbers manager that delivers success in this competition. They did lose 1-0 in the league on Tuesday at Hanley and have now been beaten in three of the five league games they've played. That'll be a slight concern, though. Obviously, he'll turn his attention back to that once the FA Cup is out of the way. Also said, didn't he, that actually their results didn't quite reflect maybe their performances. He felt actually that they were creating lots of chances and not converting them, and that was a little bit frustrating for him at the moment. So they do need to address that. Chester, an interesting one. Obviously, they lost in the playoffs last season, had a fantastic campaign under former Runcorn manager Callum McIntyre. It's not quite gone as well for them this season. They're a little bit stronger at home than they have been on the road. Only Hereford have won in Chester this season. But it just a sense they might be a little bit vulnerable. Whilst Chester are definitely favourites, I wouldn't rule Nantwich out at all.
Let's touch upon Cambridge City now. Cambridge City of the Midlands Division in the Northern Premier League. They're travelling to Hereford, Leicester, also part of the National League North Division. Cambridge with a fantastic result against Biggleswade, and they followed up in the league as well with a good result against Rugby, 5-1 victory on Tuesday night. It's a tough ask, this one, for Cambridge, but they might fit form at the right time here.
Yeah, definitely. Curiously, though, you know, they've had some real notable wins in the FA Cup this season. In all four stages, they've progressed. They've won away from home, which is takes some doing. So fair play to them for that. You're quite right, warmed up really well midweek by hammering Rugby. They're another one of the teams that we'll touch on in this preview that we can't read a lot into their league position because they have been playing in FA competitions. So they're kind of, they've again, like Nantwich Reserve, they're kind of best for this run. This obviously is going to be their toughest test so far. Hereford, a funny one. They actually had a really good start to the season, picked up 7 points in the first three games, but actually have lost five of the seven they've played in the National League North since. So, again, maybe a little bit more vulnerable than you would expect. They are obviously, of course, big favourites with the two-division gap, but it'd be amazing, wouldn't it, if Cambridge carried on this brilliant run that they're already on.
Well, let's judge the mood now at Cambridge City ahead of this big game in the FA Cup third qualifying round on Saturday. And on Friday, I caught up with the Cambridge City manager. So welcome back to the show to Robbie Nightingale. Well, Robbie, a big thank you for joining us. And before we talk about the Hereford match tomorrow, just a bit of a general catch-up. It's been a very good FA Cup run thus far. How's things going at Cambridge City?
Yeah, they've we've had a bit of a mixed start in the league. But in terms of FA Cup and, you know, the earlier round in the trophy, we've been quite successful, and we've probably, the games we've played, we've thoroughly deserved to win them. We've enjoyed playing in the cup. There's that release that you get, you know, the less pressure on you in terms of winning points and, you know, what comes with that. But, you know, the lads that we've got with us at the moment, they're very young, sort of embracing everything that we're asking them to do. And tomorrow's it's our fifth game in the FA Cup. And it's one we're thoroughly looking forward to.
I was going to mention the journey you've been on, because you can forget, because you're taking on Hereford tomorrow, you know, a very famous venue for FA Cup matches in the past. You can forget that actually your FA Cup journey started on the 5th of August. It's been a long run, this, hasn't it?
It has, and it's one that every game we've gone into, we've really excelled. And, you know, I think we've played sort of 15 games so far with both cup competitions and league where we're at. So it's been a pretty busy start to the season, but, you know, like I say, it's one that we're relishing at the moment, and hopefully we get a bit of lady luck tomorrow, and hopefully we can stay in the competition.
Yeah, the tricky thing is, though, it's marrying these cup competitions with the league. And because, I mean, it's not just yourselves, there's a few teams, isn't there, who've been in and out of league competition. But generally, the stats of league season's been pretty decent as well.
Yeah, it has. You know, we played our first game of the league this month, only on Tuesday,
right,
due to FA Trophy and FA Cup. So it was really good to get back to league action on Tuesday. And you know, we had an emphatic 5-1 win at home to Rugby. So, yeah, you know, we're mid-table. We have aspirations of being in that top 10. And the cup run has helped us sort of find a little bit of form. And, yeah, we're quite happy where we're at the moment and how things have started for us. So, yeah, it's one of those. You know, tomorrow's a big occasion for us. You know, we're taking a couple of coaches across to Hereford. So we've certainly got the fans to come out for the big occasion. Not as big as, obviously, Hereford's following. But it'll be great to be at Edgar Street and have a lot of City fans cheering us on.
And how crucial, you mentioned the Rugby result midweek. How crucial was it, not just to get a win like that, but an emphatic win, as you mentioned, the 5-1.
Yeah, it was. And prior to Tuesday, we found ourselves sitting in the bottom two, just purely because we haven't played a league game this month. And it was really important that the game on Tuesday, it was thick on the heels of our trophy defeat on Sunday. And, you know, because of the league's really important to us, you know, we fielded a slightly weakened team on Sunday, not in any hope of not winning, but, you know, because we had Tuesday in mind, and then obviously further down the line we had the Hereford game. So we needed to make sure that going into Tuesday we had probably our strongest available team, and then hopefully get through that unscathed and take that to Hereford. So, you know, thankfully we've come through that, and it's a big confidence boost for us in terms of getting those 3 points in the league and taking us up into mid-table. You know, I'm not one of those that looks too much into the league table until 10-15 games, to be honest, but it's never nice, whatever state the season's at, to be in that bottom two. So, you know, Tuesday was brilliant on on lots of different levels for us. So, yeah, we go into tomorrow's game full of confidence.
It must be a bit surreal as well for you as a manager, because you've taken on rugby there, and with all due respect, you know, it's a bread and butter league game, isn't it? But tomorrow, you're going to Edgar Street and you're going to be playing there in front of a big crowd, and you know you're going to have this, you know, decent away following as well. It must be a bit surreal for you.
Yeah, it is. It's one that early on, you know, we've got a very young group, and I've no doubt that, you know, they'll embrace it and they'll enjoy the occasion. You've got to, at the end of the day, you know, 2,000 odd going to be in there. And, you know, everyone wants to play in front of big crowds, and certainly non-league level. That's probably, you know, tomorrow's crowd will probably be some of the biggest that our lads will ever play in front of. So my sort of word to them is embrace it. Don't leave anything out. Put everything into what could potentially be an absolutely dream result if we sort of, you know, get a bit of lady luck and take our chances if we get any. You know, who knows? But, you know, like I say, it's the FA Cup, and there's lots of shocks and there's lots of upsets in every round. So, you know, we're just hoping tomorrow we can be on that side of a cup upset.
And fingers crossed as well for you, Robbie, that if you do make it through to the fourth qualifying round, you might get a home draw. That would be good, wouldn't it, as well? Because we have this chat about this FA Cup run. They've all, I mean, credit to everyone that, you know, you've risen to the occasion. Every single away tie you've had, but they have been every single away tie, haven't they?
They have. And to be honest, like, because we're obviously waiting for our new stadium to be built, it's, you know, we're playing at St Ives this season, and, you know, every game we play at the moment is almost like an away game for us. You know, we've been very good on the road. There's a freedom with playing away from home, we feel, certainly in the FA Cup, because a lot of the time you're sort of not expected to probably win. And tomorrow's no different. You know, we go there as massive underdogs, but we go there with every confidence. We've done our due diligence in watching them, and I think we've seen them twice now. And we know a lot about them. So we know if we can get at their weaknesses, hopefully we'll have a shout.
Robbie Nightingale, manager of Cambridge City, joined us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show, and a big good luck to Cambridge City this weekend in the third qualifying round away at Hereford. What about Hyde United against Marine, the all NPL third qualifying round tie in the FA Cup this weekend? Marine with a fantastic result against Spennymoor Town in the last round, and Hyde United 6 points this past week in the league. So this one's a tough one to predict.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a series of all NPL Premier ties that we're going to discuss in this preview. And I think they're all really, really tight. Very, very difficult to predict which way they will go. Hyde, yeah, have picked up a little bit. I know Berkey was saying on the monthly show, wasn't he, that they've been a little bit up and down for Hyde. But they've had a really good fortnight. They've won four of the past five games in all competitions. And, of course, he progressed through a couple of rounds in the FA Cup as part of that run. They also beat Marine in a league fixture in August. That was played at Hyde, and Hyde won 2-1. However, Marine recovered brilliantly from that result. They've been 9 unbeaten since that 2-1 defeat last month, and have won 7 of those 9 games, including, you're right to pick out the win against Spennymoor, but they had perhaps an even more eye-catching win midweek, didn't they? Inflicting a first league defeat
campaign
on Radcliffe. So they're in a really, really good space at the moment. Curiously, they've reached this stage after winning a replay in front of their own supporters following draws on the road. And it wouldn't shock me at all if this was a draw Saturday and then Marine maybe get the job done on home turf. They probably wouldn't want to take the long way around, but Hyde really strong at home. Only Lancaster have won there this season. So I think it's so, so close to call. Hyde's best chance may be with home advantage on Saturday.
Good segue bringing up Lancaster at that moment there, Simo. Lancaster City against Ashton United is the next tie that we need to talk about. And Ashton United, obviously getting back to winning ways in the league with, you know, some good results away at Guiseley and the Bradford Park Avenue result, as well as that replay win at Atherton Coles. Lancaster City, obviously, you know, since the 4-1 win against Mask in the second qualifying round of the FA Cup, they've been beaten by Ilson. They've been beaten at Workington midweek. I suppose it's a good opportunity for Lancaster to bounce back this weekend. But Ashton United, they're in good form.
Really good form, yeah. I mean, it's interesting that the mood maybe has changed slightly around Lancaster when we were queuing up the preview a couple of weeks ago when they were just about to host Mass. They were big favourites. They demolished Mass, got through really comfortably with a Simon Grand hat-trick. And then obviously you've had these couple of defeats in the league. I mean, Ilkeston are in great form. So, you know, it's not a disaster to lose to them, although 4-0 was unexpected. I think that a couple of concerns for Martha would be that, you know, we look at Lancaster as a team that's very, very difficult to score against, and they've shipped 6 goals in those 2 defeats. So we'll absolutely want to address that. I did watch his post-match interview after they lost 2-1 at Workington with interest, and he was making the point that, you know, they are missing key players in midfield that he'd like to get back and available again. That's contributing to them having issues at both ends of the field. Listen, it doesn't undo all the brilliant work they've done so far, and they remain formidable opposition at the Giant Axe, by the way. In fact, they've won their both FA Cup matches on home turf this season. Intriguingly, both of these teams are not regular sides that reach the fourth qualifying round. So Lancaster have not played in the fourth qualifying round since 2004, so nearly 20 years. There's quite a lot riding on this game for them in that respect. Ashton, very similar. They have appeared in the fourth qualifying round in 2018, but other than that, you have to go back to 2003. So there's a little bit of an extra edge for both clubs to try and reach a stage of the competition that they're not used to appearing in. A little bit more on Ashton. Again, when I was last on, they just had that 5-0 defeat against Macclesfield in the league, and Steve Cunningham was looking very much to see how they respond to that. Well, he'll be very heartened by what he's seen since. They've climbed up to fourth in the table and on a run now of 4 wins from the past 5 league games, and the odd one out is that game at Mac. So they're in much better shape following that result at Mac. Toss a coin for this one, Ben. I really don't know.
Yeah, big good luck to both sides this weekend, and a big good luck to Leek Town as well. Not just taking on South Shields, but it will be live at Harrison Park on the BBC's Red Button and on the sports website. Cracking stuff for the club this weekend in the third qualifying round. And because I'm somebody who just drifts in and out of doing this show in the week, I suddenly had a panic while you were talking there, Simo, because I was going down the list. I went, oh, Leek Town. We obviously heard from Josh Braille last week, but we've not heard from South Shields. And then I remembered they got promoted, so I don't have to worry about that. But genuinely did worry for a split second. What do you think this weekend for Leek Town?
Well, the BBC Sport wouldn't be in town, would they, if they didn't think there was a chance of an upset? And you can make a case for that. Leek, I mean, it was fascinating listening to Josh last week because they have no league form at all to go off. In fact, they've not played a Northern Premier League game since August Bank Holiday Monday, which is extraordinary, isn't it? They've been on duty in FA competitions all through September, yet to play a league game. They did have a disappointing defeat in the FA Trophy last weekend against Quorn. Although, to be fair, Quorn are doing very nicely indeed in the NPL Midlands, so it's not a massive upset, but it did undo...
Is it your classic, all the cameras are coming? Let's think about that game.
Yeah,
back in people's minds.
Yeah, he did put a fairly strong side, but yeah, I do wonder if it would make some attention kind of already starting to turn to this massive, massive game. League have had a great time in the FA Cup this season. 3 wins to reach this stage. They've scored 12 goals. So it's been a lot of fun watching Leek. Variation on the theme from our previous tie. They're trying to reach the fourth qualifying round for the first time since 2014, so nearly a decade since they reached the next stage. It's going to be a really difficult ask. South Shields are adjusting beautifully to life in the National League North and sit second in the table coming down to Staffordshire this weekend. They've only lost 1 of the past 9 games in all competitions, and Julio Walker is adjusting very nicely to management as well, and was able to celebrate his first win in the FA Cup as a manager when they got past Bishop Auckland last time out. The other thing I would say is Leek will want to get it done this weekend. They certainly will want to avoid a replay. Why? South Shields have been perfect at home this season. 6 wins from 6, and they've only conceded 1 goal. So if they're going to win, I think it'll be this Saturday.
And just a reminder, because the game is being broadcast live on the BBC Sports website and Red Button, it is a 12:30 kickoff, but you will be able to watch it online. And for your smart teller as well, if you've got one of those posh smart tellers with teletext and stuff. But anyway, good luck to Leek Town this weekend. What about this one? It's another All-NPL tie. Macclesfield taking on Warrington Rylands. It's up there for tie of the round, I've got to say, with NPL hipsters, certainly.
Definitely. And we got a little hors d'oeuvre in the league last month when it was a 1-1 draw at Mac, but Rylands scored in the 99th minute to deny Mac a win that day. And I'm pretty sure that Mark Duffy's men won't have forgotten that they were pipped on that afternoon. 2 of the form teams, you'd argue, maybe in the NPL Premier Division. Certainly that applies to Rylands. They've won the past five games in all competitions and are 10 unbeaten since losing to Radcliffe on the opening day of the season. So in fantastic form. I did wonder whether I should ask you for your view on Rylands. You've seen them a couple of times in the past couple of weeks, once in the FA Cup and then obviously in midweek as well. You might be sick of the sight of them, Ben.
I am. Well, I don't like away games more generally this season with FC United, but we'll cover that off in a second when we cover the league games. But we're recording this preview with Simo before I've interviewed Michael Clegg. But generally on Tuesday night, it felt like Warrington Rylands were the away team in a lot of ways. They were just soaking up the pressure and were in control all the way through. Very formidable team. Very formidable.
Yeah. We've mentioned them a few times, since the summer, and they've got all the ingredients to challenge for promotion, and that seems to be how it's unfolding. Mac, obviously, massive pre-season favourites to win the NPL Premier Division title and remain very much in contention, by the way. They responded, you know, we had that conversation, even they had those back-to-back defeats. How have they responded to that? Well, the answer is pretty well. They've gone 4 unbeaten in the league, 6 unbeaten in all competitions. They were denied a win at Ilkeston in midweek. Ilkeston scored a late goal to get a 1-1 draw in midweek. But Mac had generally been in really good nick since then, beat Ashton, beat Brooks in the FA Cup previously. Fantastic result that. And also beaten Stafford last weekend. They are formidable at home. They've scored 16 goals in their 6 home games in all competitions so far. Rylands, though, are the only team to score a goal even as an away side against Mac. So they, I think this is really teed up beautifully. I think it'll be a great tie.
Yeah, it's a coin toss. You wouldn't be surprised if either progress through this weekend. What about this final tie? Whitby Town against Morpeth Town. Whitby Town have had a decent week, a draw at Broaders Park on Saturday, a 4-2 win against Mask on Tuesday night. For Morpeth, obviously their FA Cup run, they've had some tough ties on the way to the third qualifying round, the second qualifying round tie against National League Northside Southport. 2 draws this week for them against guys in Bamber Bridge. What's your thoughts on this one?
I think this might not have maybe the profile of the other all-out NPL Premier ties, but it's another one that's so hard to predict. I think you make a really good point. Whitby will feel a lot better after the week that they've had. And more generally now, I've only lost 1 of the past 6 in all competitions. So seems to be heading back in the right direction again. And that defeat, by the way, was against who we just talked about, a very informed Rylands. So generally they've been in good signs of improvement for Whitby. And the theme last time was they'd really struggled to pick up results at home. Well, they squeezed past Prescott in the previous round. They very much informed Prescott, by the way. They were going well in the West Division at the time. So they, and obviously they followed that up with this 4-2 win against Mass. So they seem to put that behind them, which would be really encouraging for them. Morpeth, a little bit Jekyll and Hyde from them. They're unbeaten in 6 games in all competitions, but they haven't actually won an away game yet. That might tilt it back towards Whitby. However, you're quite right. 2 outstanding results for Morpeth in the FA Cup this season. So beating Radcliffe and then Southport. They also reached the 4th qualifying round, if you remember, a couple of seasons ago when they took York City to a replay. So I've done well in recent memory under Craig Lynch in this competition. Wouldn't remotely surprise me if this was a replay as well. I think it's going to be really tight.
So we're guaranteed 4 teams through to the 4th qualifying round of the FA Cup. Can we get any more, do you feel? What's your without going into the specifics, I won't do that to you, but how many teams do you reckon will get through to the 4th qualifying round? Is it going to be that 4 or?
I think of the others playing National League North opposition, I fancy Worksop more than the others. They've all got tough games, obviously, but I think they've got a good chance of beating Blythe. The others may improve their chances if they got a replay. So I'll go for 5. I think we'll get 1 of the games against National League North opposition that the NPL team will win.
Well, big good luck to everyone in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup this weekend. Just to let everyone know, we are going to be discussing the league matches now. And on Tuesday night, those teams in FA Cup action on Saturday do have some league games scheduled. Ashley United, they'll be taking on Morpeth Town. Hyde United are scheduled to take on Atherton Colls. And Worksop Town will be hosting Stafford Rangers. But just a reminder, if these FA Cup ties do go to a replay, those games won't be happening on Tuesday night in the league. Other league games on Tuesday, Mask United against FC United of Manchester. cannot believe the scheduling this week for FC, but not just for FC, but for me, more importantly. And Gainsborough Trinity will be taking on Matlock Town. Let's just discuss quickly, Simo, the Saturday matches, and we'll do this alphabetically as well. Basford United taking on Gainsborough Trinity. Gainsborough Trinity with a fantastic result last weekend. The first game with Russ Wilcox in charge. That was a lot more like it from them.
Yeah, they'll feel really good after that. Always great to get a winning start when you change managers. And Basford, it's a similar story for them. They almost got a positive start themselves, and they were goalless, weren't they, at high deep into injury time before the hosts got a winner. And that will sting that. James Jepson was a bit gutted after that, and rightly so. We thought they'd gone away and got a very creditable away point on the board at Hyde and were just denied late on. The reason that these two clubs have changed minds, obviously they're in the lower reaches of the table. Basford in the bigger picture, I've lost 7 of the past 8 league games and have failed to score in 4 of the past 5. So it's obvious where work needs to be done. They want to pose a greater goal threat, and I hope to do that against Gainsborough. You touched on this with Russ, and one of the big things he needs to figure out is why there is such a gap between how Gainsborough perform at the North Holme and how they're doing on the road. Their away record is dreadful. They've lost all 4 away games in the league and haven't even scored a goal on the road yet. So bearing in mind what I've just said about Basford's threat in front of goal, it might be a low scoring affair, this one. But however, whoever can come out on top, it will be a massive boost.
And speaking of new managers, Ian Deacon, he's hit the ground running, hasn't he? A 4-0 win on Saturday against Lancaster City at the Giant Axe. And they were down to 10 men in that game as well. A 1-0 draw at home to Macclesfield on Tuesday. It's Bamber Bridge this weekend. Bamber Bridge getting back to winning ways on Tuesday night with that 2-1 win against Atherton Coles, and a 3-0 draw at home to Morpeth on Saturday. So, I mean, Ilkeston, they're suddenly starting to look like they could be contenders this season for the playoffs, certainly.
Very much so. It's remarkable, really, that they're on the 3 managers since late July, and Ian Deakin's the 3rd in that list, and yet they still sit 6th in the table. Obviously, you interviewed him recently and kind of touched on what a popular appointment that was, and they've collected 7 points from the 4 games in which he's been in charge. And I said, really good result against Mack in midweek. He's got a very much informed Jamie Walker, who got the goal against Mack, and he's now level with John O'Margetts at the top of the goal scorers chart. So certainly a name to keep an eye on. Barbara Bridge is just a sense around them, isn't it? They've just really struggled for consistency so far this season. That's their first away win at Atherton Coles midweek, and it came with a late, late goal from Harry Scarborough. But it's something, you know, we've followed teams this time. Wins like that sometimes can be the catalyst for something bigger. And Jamie Milligan will absolutely be hoping that can kick them on at the weekend. But it is a very, very tough ask to win away to a very strong Ilkeston.
This weekend, we've also got Mask United taking on Matlock Town. Just to mention, I mean, Matlock, I think 2 games without a win now for them, but they've had tough opponents this past week. Mask, they just need to get going, don't they?
Yeah, they really do, and they can't catch a break at the moment. So they lost that at Whitby midweek, but they've also now lost their goalkeeper, Nathan Harker, to a serious injury, and we may not see him again now until the new year, see how he goes in his recovery. But just yet another blow. It just isn't going for them at all so far. They've lost their past 5 league games and conceded 20 goals in that time. In fact, they've lost 8 of the 9 they've played all season. Their one win was on home turf against Bamber Bridge. So maybe take a little bit of heart from that. They're also going to be stinging a little bit still from the 5-0 defeat they had at Matlock in that reverse game at Causeway Lane. So they'll want to avenge that. Definitely. Matlock, yeah. I mean, last time I was on was queuing up a really tasty FA Cup tie for them at Stourbridge, which didn't go their way. And then they have lost, like you say, 2 really tough games, admittedly, in the league against Rylands and Worksop. So they actually be very keen to get back to winning Wales, because we're not expected to be seeing Matlock down in 15th at this stage. They're one team that is a surprise for the wrong reasons so far. So Martin Carruthers will be desperate to start climbing the table now.
Another 2 teams who need to get some wins on the board are Bradford Park Avenue and Stafford Rangers. Those 2 go head-to-head this weekend at Marston Road, and just 2 points separating these 2 teams at the moment. We are early doors into the league season, but again, it's just a case of reverse this run of form, especially if you're Stafford Rangers. That's got to be a concern at this moment.
Yeah, you've queued that up beautifully. I think this is a bigger game for Stafford than it is for Bradford, although the form of both of them is a slight concern. Stafford have lost 4 of the 5 home games this season, which is not like them at all. In fact, they've lost five league games in a row and six of the past seven in all competitions. They are desperate for a win. Bradford Park Avenue have also lost the past three. They've not won away from home yet, so that'll be a slight concern. They did play really well at Ashton in midweek. Only a little bit unlucky to lose 2-1, and it's an Ashton team we've just described earlier on as being very much in form. So some signs of promise there. And Simon Richmond's gone back in to bolster their midfield at Bradford. This is quite an astute signing to help them to steady the ship. It was always going to be a kind of finding their feet in the first couple of months of the season. So they're probably not quite as concerned as Stafford, but a variation of the theme for these league games. Whoever wins, it's a massive boost for them this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a reminder, after this weekend, these teams we spoke about here will all be on 10 games. Apart from Gainsborough Trinity, they'll be on 9. But you know what people say about 10 games in the league season. And finally, Workington taking on FC United of Manchester this weekend. Part of a triple header of longer ways for FC United over the next week. Cannot wait.
Are you sleeping on the bus, basically, for the next 7 days?
I've got pictures of my children ready to go. They're in my wallet. I'm just going to stare at them for most of these trips. So just to joke it aside, it's Workington for FC this weekend. On Tuesday, it's Mask away in the league. And then next week, next Saturday, it's Morpeth away in the FA Trophy. So a lot of travelling for FC United. They're going to Workington, and Workington have a bit of a spring in the step.
Well, I mean, it's a bit of a running joke on this show, but I have written fun in massive fonts next to... Because both of these teams are... It's just, they are the two of the most fun teams in the league, aren't they? Joking aside, Workington, yeah. Danny Granger wasn't massively enamoured with them being described as great fun, wasn't he? He definitely did say when you spoke to him before the Darlington game a couple of weeks ago that he would rather like them to be a little bit more steady, might be a better word. But yeah, they've won four of the past five league games, so they're in great form and have climbed into the top 10 in the table for the first time since they were obviously promoted from the West Division last season as playoff winners. So yeah, they're in a really good space at the moment. And the home form is, you know, it is a bit of a cliche about Workington, but they are very, very strong at Borough Park. So they're probably favourites going into this game. FC, I've only put up one win in the past four league games, but they've had a really tough run of games, you know, including games against Radcliffe and Rylands.
It's the away form, though, isn't it, really? They haven't got a single point on the road this season thus far.
Yeah, and that's got to be a concern and something they want to fix really quickly. I know we've made a bit of a joke about it, but actually how Renault does manage the logistics this week is going to be really important, because there's going to be fatigue, there's going to be different people available, and kind of three away games like this, he's going to have in his mind how to kind of manage the group. I'd be surprised if we saw the same starting lineup, for example. I think it's going to be a little bit of juggling for him with those three away games. But yeah, if they can get their first away win, they'll feel a lot better, won't they?
Simo, a job well done, my friend. Cracking stuff. And a big good luck to everyone in the FA Cup. Big good luck to everyone in league action as well this weekend. Where are you off to, Simo, this week?
I will be probably at Wincham Park for Witten against Widnes in the West Division. I've been on my travels a little bit in the past few weeks, but this will be the first game I've been to watch in Norwich for a while. So yeah, I think I'm doing Witten-Widnes in the West Division.
Good stuff. And how can people follow you on Twitter? And I'm assuming there will be a match report in the non-league paper as well on Sunday.
Yes, we'll be on newspaper duty at @Simo_on_sport on X. We call it X now, don't we?
We do. We do. A big thank you for joining us on this week's show. Have a lovely weekend, and we'll catch up again as soon as I get back and I've got over my jet lag. But thank you for joining us.
Thanks, mate. A pleasure.
And a big thank you to Andrew Simpson for joining me on this week's show. And that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. A big thank you to all the managers and James who've joined me as well on this week's edition of the NPL show. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. Big good luck to everyone in FA Cup action this weekend. But I've been Ben. And you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. You take care. Bye-bye.